From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Norbert Hofer has lost his bid to become the first Austrian leader from the political right since World War II. Hofer has conceded the runoff election to independent Alexander van der Bellen. Van der Bellen told supporters circumstances had changed since the first round vote.
Conditions changed. The world around us has changed. We had the Brexit vote in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom. We had the election of Donald Trump in the United States, and so on. In 6 months, many things happened. And of course, the composition of the voters also changed.
Alexander van der Bellen, the winner of Austria's presidential election. Italian Premier Matteo Renzi says he is resigning after voters Sunday turned down a constitutional change that would have cut Italy's bureaucracy and made the country more competitive. He conceded defeat after exit polls showed his proposal losing by a margin of about 60% to 40%.
This has been the hardest decision I've ever made, and I don't know what I'll do next. But for me, this feels the right time to go. It gives the cabinet and caucus plenty of time to settle in with a new leader before heading into the next election.
That was New Zealand Prime Minister John Key announcing Monday that he is resigning after 8 years as leader. He had been widely expected to contest his fourth general election next year. He said he wanted to leave while he was on top of his game. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning. The burial came after 9 days of official mourning across the island. This is VOA News. The Syrian government army has ordered rebels in Aleppo to leave the city or face death, but the rebels say they will not leave even though their top commander has been wounded. Pro-government forces, meanwhile, attacked neighboring areas in Idlib province, killing a number of people. Aleppo shook throughout the day as fighters loyal to the government of President Bashar al-Assad attacked opposition communities to the east of the city, capturing a number of them. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump sternly warned American businesses Sunday that if they move their operations overseas, they could face a 35% tax if they then try to sell their products back in the United States. Trump has widened his search for a Secretary of State after high-profile meetings with four top candidates failed to yield a decision last week. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has denied an easement for the $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline project. The project has been the subject of months of protests by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which contends the project would affect its drinking water supply and destroy sites it considers sacred. Law professor Sarah Krakoff specializes in Indian legal issues.
I think Standing Rock and the other tribes leading the way at the heart of it, there were more than 200 Indian nations who came to the camp to engage in this peaceful protest. So I think that was galvanizing for a lot of people, that the native peoples themselves were saying, stop, this is enough.
In a statement Sunday, the Corps of Engineers said it would be undertaking an environmental impact statement to look at possible alternative routes for the project. Remarks by the U.S. Secretary of State on Sunday are being quickly interpreted by the Israeli media as harsh criticism and undiplomatic. John Kerry told a generally pro-Israel audience at the Brookings Institution's annual Sabin Forum in Washington that Israel is heading to what he called a place of danger because of its policies toward the Palestinians. Kerry was highly critical of Israel's settlement policy.
There is no way that 20,000 additional people moved in the last period of time doesn't provide you with a whole bunch of splotches of islands that don't have to be dealt with in the context of where do they go? What law will apply to them? Who's going to protect them? Where will they go to school? Who's responsible for the services? That greatly complicates the whole topic of peace.
Kerry characterized the long-stalled peace process as moving in the wrong direction. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.